Well, we know that health insurance, private health cover, can be very tricky at the best of times. And there are some rumblings around at the moment, some thoughts from the AMA particularly, that maybe pregnancy cover should be included in most standard health insurance policies. Now, for the most part, you've got to go to the very top level of cover to have that additional cover there. But for most people, they would, you know, maybe like it included as standard. So I'll see if we can get to the bottom of that and his thoughts this morning. The AMA Vice President, Dr. Tony Bertone. Good morning, Tony. I guess, firstly, that your thoughts on why pregnancy cover should be more of a standardised option in your health cover.
And good morning to you too. Look, absolutely, your introductory comments are spot on. Pregnancy is a natural part of life, and in fact, two-thirds of all pregnancies are unplanned. So really, if we're looking at private health insurance providing value and value for money and value for service, you need to include such normal life events as pregnancy as part of the cover in those various policies. Otherwise, it's going to become really the province of the privileged few in years to come.
And I guess we can fall there into more general comments about the burden on the public health system as a whole, which is going to continue to climb, and that becomes sort of unsustainable as well. What are some of the reasonings you're thinking, Tony, that pregnancy cover has been for more or less excluded from most standard policies?
Essentially, what we're finding now is that with nearly 20,000 or more different variations on private health insurance policies, lots of exclusions, carve-outs, restrictions, caveats are there in place, and it's all designed to minimise or reduce the amount that the insurers have to pay out. It's increasingly expensive every year. It's a significant investment and a burden on the average family in Australia, and yet we know that, for example, private health insurance private hospitals provide 70% of the elective surgery admissions in this country, and that burden, if that was transferred to the public hospital system, it would be an enormous imposition, enormous deal to have to cope with in terms of keeping us with timely and accessible and equitable cover to a public system for the vulnerable and the people in need of care.
Yeah, we certainly know it does pick up a lot of the slack there and reduce the burden somewhat. You mentioned that there are thousands and thousands of options, Tony. Do you think that for most people, because it can be confusing if you don't take the time to go through some of those options, most people are like, I'm just going to put my hands in the air, I've got what I got, and it becomes a little bit too hard?
Even with a PhD, I would really contend that it's become so increasingly difficult to navigate that maze that, you know, the likely default option is just basically to just pay the premium and just continue, or to drop it. You don't know what you're getting. You find that more often than not, you're finding that when it comes to really needing your cover, you're not covered for the things that you really need, and that you're potentially covered for things that have no relevance or bearing in your current phase of life.
I was just going to say, Tony, if I could swing back to the pregnancy cover for a moment, and if I can play devil's advocate for you also, I can hear people saying that is fine to put pregnancy cover in there for those who would use it, because in most cases, in inverted commas, most cases, it's a family planning issue. So you can sort of target, yes, I'm going to have it, so that's great. But I know lots of people that would sort of say, well, I don't want to have a family. That's something that's not on my radar, so why should my cover go up in price to cover those types of situations?
Without going into the technical arguments, once you add it to the equalisation pool, that's the insurance pool that determines the risk and the premium, it actually can keep the pressure on price increases down on policies and allow it to be offered to the population at a much lesser rate than it is at the moment. It's really about ensuring that when and if, and as I said, two-thirds of all pregnancies are unplanned, and if then you're having to deal with a system that doesn't give you the choice or the option when you've been paying private health insurance for other things, it really isn't giving you the value for the money that you're spending on that very expensive product that is private health insurance at the moment.
It will continue to confuse most of us, Tony. Thanks for at least getting rid of some of those myths for us this morning in terms of pregnancy cover. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
He is the Vice President of the AMA, Dr. Tony Bertone, so he obviously knows what he's talking about when it comes to hopefully getting some pregnancy cover on your private health insurance. I think many would potentially say that's a good thing.